This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Biahui. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the first budget of Narendra Modi government's third term. In Lok Sabha, presenting the Union Budget for 2024-25, the Finance Minister said this budget is mainly focused on employment, skilling, MSMEs and middle class as she announced the Prime Minister's package of five schemes and initiatives for youth. Presenting a detailed roadmap for pursuit of Viksit Bharat, the budget mentioned nine priorities of the government, providing opportunities for all. It includes productivity and resilience in agriculture, employment and skilling, inclusive human resource development and social justice, manufacturing and services, urban development, energy security, infrastructure, innovation, research and development, and next generation reforms. The Finance Minister has reduced the corporate tax rate on foreign companies from 40% to 35% to attract foreign capital for our development needs. Vivad Se Vishwas Scheme 2024 has been proposed for resolution of certain income tax disputes pending in appeal. The government has announced a comprehensive review of the Income Tax Act 1961. This year, the budget has made a provision of 1.52 lakh crore rupees for agriculture and allied sectors. The finance minister said, in the next 2 years, 1 crore farmers across the country will be initiated into natural farming, supported by certification and branding. Government will incentivize additional employment in manufacturing sector in first 4 years of employment. 30 lakh youth and their employer will get incentive in respect of their EPFO contribution. Government will formulate a plan, Purvodaya, for the all-round development of the eastern region of the country, support of 15,000 crore rupees for Andhra Pradesh in current financial year. The finance minister has also announced to invest 10 lakh crore rupees under PM Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 to meet housing needs of 1 crore urban poor and middle class families. A provision of 2.66 lakh crore rupees has been proposed for rural development. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has termed the allocation in the Union Budget 2024-25 for railways as historic. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that the highest ever allocation to the tune of 2,62,200 crore rupees has been made in the budget for railways. He added that this will give a major boost to railways. Mr. Vaishnav said that of the total budgetary allocation, over 1,08,000 crore rupees has been earmarked for safety-related activities. He informed that before 2014, total budgetary allocation was only 35,000 crore rupees. The Supreme Court today refused to cancel the NEET UG 2024 examination on the ground of paper leak and malpractices. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Paridiwala and Manoj Mishra passed the order in a batch of petitions. The court stated that there was no material to indicate that the leak was systemic, affecting the sanctity of the entire exam. The court also stated that ordering a re-examination will lead to serious consequences affecting over 23 lakh students and lead to disruption of the academic schedule, causing a cascading effect in the coming years. The National Jal Jeevan Mission achieved a historic milestone today, providing tap water connections to 15 crore rural households across the country. The mission has showcased unprecedented speed and scale, increasing rural tap connection coverage from 3 crore in 2019 to 15 crore in a short span of 5 years. The mission was announced in 2019 with the aim to provide tap water supply to every rural home by 2024. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for recognizing the needs of the state in the Union budget. India Meteorological Department has predicted isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan and Goa and Maharashtra during the next 2 days. Met Department has forecast that rainfall activity is likely to increase over Indo-Gangetic Plains during next 2 days. In Women's Asia Cup cricket, India sealed their spot in the semi-finals with a dominating 82-run victory over Nepal in their final group match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. Chasing the target of 179, Nepal managed to score just 96 runs in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.